Really great stories tend to stand the test of time. Just look at the Bible and Greek mythology. Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick has a pair of new novels that go deep into the back catalog for their source material with a fresh take on some classic tales. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. You know how sometimes you pick up a book and you just can't get into it? Life is too short, you think, and you put it down. Well, that was my first reaction to Circe by Madeline Miller, which now seems kind of unbelievable considering I ended up recommending it to my editor at People magazine for Book of the Week. On my first encounter, I read about 30 pages, and I thought the book was some kind of pretentious, faux archetypal BS. But just as I was casting it aside, I noticed an ecstatic blurb from Ann Patchett on the front cover. Well, Ann Patchett owns a bookstore, and I would assume that she has the interests of booksellers and readers at heart. I don't see her endorsing a lame book just to do someone a favor. So I gave it a second chance. This time I fell into a kind of transported story swoon that reminded me of the experience I had as a little girl reading Clan of the Cave Bear, an intense experience I've never forgotten. The second time I picked up Circe, that same prose style I'd found so annoying now seemed enchanting and hypnotic. It's the voice of the goddess herself, an unloved, cast-aside daughter of the Greek sun god Helios, who became the first witch. Her story involves many of the most famous mythological characters, including the Minotaur, Daedalus and Icarus, the murderous Medea, and of course, Homer's Odysseus, whose ship landed on the remote island to which Circe had been exiled. She changed his men into pigs and made him her love slave. Well, at least in this version, she does. Lots of sexy affairs that aren't in the original stories ensue, and what's also new is a profound feminist angle, revealing sisterhood and sexism, rape and rage, and most exquisitely, motherhood. Our second book, The Secret Chord by Geraldine Brooks, is about biblical King David, and it initially was no more appealing to me than Circe. But again, this Hebrew school dropout was totally wrong. The King David that bursts off the pages in this chronicle is a larger-than-life mixture of virtues and flaws, a superhero and a super anti-hero, both. He's a nimble giant slayer, a great warrior and strategist, a charismatic singer-songwriter. Lines of the loveliest biblical psalms appear in the text as autobiographical poetry, which David sings to soothe mad kings and to revive his PTSD-crushed soldiers. Quote, "Not only the ears feel the pleasure of it, you feel the vibration on your skin, the hairs rise on your arms, the pulse, the breath, the very heartbeat seems to swell and skip." On the downside, David is a sex addict. Even with many beautiful wives and a passionate homosexual relationship with one of his brothers-in-law, he can't keep it in his pants. The most ruinous event of his life is brought about when he beds Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, a loyal commander who's off protecting the kingdom. To cover up the ensuing pregnancy, David arranges for Uriah to be accidentally killed in battle and marries his widow. This brings a rain of curses on his head. Still, amid the rape and fratricide and dead babies, a wise child is born, the one whose name will be synonymous with justice through the ages.
The books are Circe by Madeline Miller and The Secret Chord by Geraldine Brooks. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.